Hey everyone, this is Ben Kissel. This is the Creepypasta for anyone who has given to the Patreon. Thank you all so much. You have made our entire lives possible, and we love you very much. Okay, well, let's get to a creepy story, and this one is sure to tingle your spine. That's good, and that's kind of a fun thing to do to a spine. All right, now the name of this one is called That Would Have Been Cruel. That would have been cruel. So we have a feeling that they didn't actually do it, because it would have been cruel had they actually done it. But I don't know. I haven't read this thing yet, so we're going to keep on. We'll get into the bottom of this one. Okay. So that would have been cruel. Okay, I'm going to start reading it now. Oh, get ready. Here it comes. Something was wrong with the hospital room where my daughter Laura was born. Laura is also the name of my mother, which is kind of fun. My wife, Sonia, seemed oblivious to the dark presence that the white linoleum and walls failed to mask as she smiled at our newborn daughter. And linoleum is just one of the more uncomfortable kind of floorings that's around there. Okay, so there's a baby, Sonia's the mother, and the wife, so we know that. And they used strange flooring with linoleum. Okay, so then the story continues, but I didn't tell her, that would have been cruel. Oh, that's very nice of him. So he didn't say anything about the fact that they just birthed a creepy daughter named Laura in a linoleum-covered hospital room, but he didn't tell her that the daughter was creepy because that would have been cruel. One night when Sonia was gone, I was lying in bed when I heard an unmistakable sound of humming and cooing coming from the baby monitor. I jumped up and ran into the room, but Laura was asleep, wrapped up in her blanket. I told Sonia when she came home, and she said it was probably just an audio glitch. I didn't tell her about the black footprint scorched into the carpet. That would have been cruel. Well, I think that might have been actually kind of that would have been a helpful tidbit. I would have called that a helpful tidbit, because most mothers would like to know if a demon's attacking their daughter. But anyway, that's just me. I'm not this guy. When Laura was 5, she was asked to draw a picture of her pet. We didn't own any cats or dogs, so I thought she was doomed with the assignment. But she came home carrying a piece of paper that had been haphazardly scribbled across in black crayon with two white circles drawn in the center. "That's my friend," she said, smiling. My wife threw away the paper. Also, why don't you have a pet for your child? That's why she's getting possessed by a demon. You need a chihuahua warrior to defend your daughter against a demon. This is obviously not the best parent I've ever read about. I continue on, however. I didn't tell her about the second drawing, which showed the same eyes peeking out of a drawing of Laura's closet. That would have been cruel. Again, possibly a helpful piece of information. We woke up one night when Laura was 10 to her screaming. We rushed in and found her on the floor in a tangle of sheets. She was crying and pointing to her leg. There was a huge gash on her left ankle with purple bruises and welts covering it. Sonia said she must have fallen out of bed the wrong way and took her into the kitchen. I have no idea how you fall out of bed the right way, but nonetheless, I guess this kid fell out of bed the wrong way. I didn't tell her that I looked under Laura's bed and saw a large, vaguely human-shaped void in the clutter beneath. That would have been cruel. This guy is just a horrible husband and, dare I say, awful father. We took Laura on a late-night stroll one night when she was 14. I advised we all hold hands for a minute, and we did, walking into the forest together. It was almost pitch black in there, but we kept our hands together. When we walked out a few minutes later, Sonia said she was glad she held hands with both of us in the middle. I didn't tell her that Laura had claimed to be in the middle a few minutes earlier. That would have been cruel. I don't know about this guy. When Laura disappeared while walking home late one night, she was 17. I did my best to console Sonia, but she was an emotional wreck. I told her she was out there somewhere, alive and well. I don't think that this man really cares about his daughter, and I feel like we're about to get to the bottom of why. I didn't tell her or the police about the home security tape, which showed Laura walking across the front lawn. The camera blinked off for 1 second, then filled with a gaunt, hollow face with all the life of a starvation victim, followed by a flash of crimson covering the screen. That would have been cruel. So now he's just withholding evidence from the police. So his daughter's gone. She's apparently in some seventh circle of hell. I have no idea where she is. And his wife is upset. And this man hasn't told her anything. Because I guess that would have been cruel. That's that story. And honestly, I feel like me reading it was kind of cruel. Because this is just a sign of horrible parenting, mostly on the side of the father, not communicating with his wife about what was happening with the daughter. Oh my goodness. Let's do one more. The theme for this episode of Creepypastas is children, I suppose, or parenting, growing up, things like that. So this story, it's called Mute Girl. Mute Girl. Okay, the story begins. Our daughter Sarah is mute. The cutest kid in the world with the cutest laughing gesture, but no noises ever come from her mouth. Sad? Absolutely. But my wife and I are so used to it by now, and we never really get blue in the face concerning her silence because she's always so happy with life. And we even look up to her for it. Oh, look at that. Isn't that nice when parents look up to their children? Who's parenting? That's what I want to know. Children parenting parents now. That's, well, part of the decline of the Western civilization, but that's a whole nother thing that I'll get into on a later episode about on another show. Okay, the story continues. My wife and I thought it'd be nice to get her a new dresser since she's getting older. And who couldn't use a few more dressers? I've always said that. Who couldn't use a few more dressers? Everyone needs multiple dressers. We found one cute and matched her teal and white bedroom. The thing is, though, when we went to move the old one out, on the wall and maybe a half a foot tall was a man with his hand open. Not like a little kid's drawing, but a crystal clear image like from a magazine. Just a normal, middle-aged man in a gray suit with no emotion on his face. I don't remember ever seeing it before, but the movers had originally put the dresser in her bedroom when we first moved in, so there's really no reason why I would have. Well, that's kind of a strange thing. There was a drawing of a man in a gray suit and just kind of a middle-aged man there. Maybe this child's going to be the next Bob Ross. I tried scrubbing it with no avail. My wife even thought it bizarre. But since we were going to cover it up anyway with a new dresser, we said we can just leave it there. Who cares? It doesn't matter. That afternoon, my wife and I picked up the new dresser from the furniture store. When we got home, our daughter didn't come to the front door when we called her name, saying we had the new dresser and dinner to go to, I don't know who wrote this, but it's very frustrating because the words aren't in proper order. So anyway, they get into the house, they call her name. Oh, what the heck's the name of this kid? Sarah. And then they're like, get over here, Sarah. And we got you a new dresser. And what child doesn't love to get a new dresser? I remember growing up and all my kids, all my childhood friends, they got new squirt guns, maybe new video game consoles, maybe a new bicycle. But all I ever wanted was a new dresser. Isn't that exciting for a child? Good Lord, both of these creepypasta stories have the worst parents I've ever read about in a creepypasta. Okay, so anyway, again, so they were like, hey, we got a new dresser, Sarah. But then she didn't come to the door. And then they're like, we're going to go to your favorite restaurant. And Sarah still didn't come to the door. I guess she was busy. Maybe she's busy playing with that strange old gray man. My wife called her again with no acknowledgement as I trundled the new dresser into the living room on a dolly. Then she screamed and I nearly let the dresser fall forward. I quickly stood up and darted toward her voice, which came from Sarah's bedroom. Oh my God, and you ruined that new dresser right now. Holy, you're never going to hear the end of that. And standing in the middle of her room was the same man from the wall, in a gray suit, only now he was lively and looked happy, stretching his back and neck. My wife had her hands over her mouth, with wide eyes staring at the wall. A clear image of Sarah was on the wall in the same spot where the man had been. with her hand opened. Uh-oh, you get a car, you get a car. I had to do it, the man said, and I'm so sorry. I've been stuck here forever and was switched with the person who was stuck here before me. So now they're talking to a little guy in the bedroom, and their daughter is on the wall. Huh, isn't that wild? We looked at him, my fist clenching and not knowing how to respond. Well, what do you mean not know how to respond? You kick it. You always kick it. It's a gnome-sized creature. Kick it. Anyway, all you need... Okay, so now I think this is the guy talking. All you need to do is find somebody that she can speak to and say to them, will you free me and take my hand, friend? Look, I was tricked too, but please understand. I have a family I haven't seen in God knows how long. I promise this will work for her because it worked for me. My wife teared up and fell to her knees, touching the image of our daughter. That's the end of the story. And so now, what did they do with the dresser? They didn't even talk about what happened with the dresser, which is, from what I understand reading this story, is the most important thing in the story. So their daughter's on a wall, I guess painted on there, kind of. It's, you know, it's a mute daughter, and good for her, you know, a hero. And then we got a new dresser, so I guess you return it. Maybe you return the dresser. I'm not quite sure what you do with it, because you don't need the clothes that are in the original dresser anymore, because literally your child's a painting now. So what do you get a painting for Christmas? I guess that'll be the next question they're going to have to ask themselves. And they never talk about if they kick the guy or not. So that's that story. It's called Mute Girl, so check that one out. Or don't, because we just did it. And really, it said, you know, what child couldn't use a few more drawers, but I said dressers there, but who cares? All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and thank you so much for your donations. You are amazing. We love you very much. Hail yourselves. We'll talk to you soon.